Okay, good vach, Rabosai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Ches. We are holding here at the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots, about eight or nine lines, or seven, eight lines up. We've been talking about the amount, the minimum shear that it takes to be chayav for hotzah. There are many different shearim, right? Again, the bottom line is that you need something that's chashuv, that's something that's important. To be considered taking it out, right? If you take out, like we said, a granule of salt, so that's not like it's not considered as if you're carrying salt. So each item has a different shear in terms of what it's useful for. So we've been going through the Mishnah, and then we're up to the case shemin kedei lasuch ever katan, that the amount of oil you need is the amount of oil it takes to anoint a small limb, and you'll see exactly it's even smaller than that. Amrei de Rabbi Yanai, they said in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yanai, Shemen kedei lasuch ever katan, shel katan ben yomo. Actually, the small ever, the small limb that we're talking about, is the smallest limb of a one-day-old baby. Rashi writes, it's even smaller than that. Rashi says, Dibur Meskel, ever katan, three lines up, echad mi pirkei etzba ktana, one of the knuckles on the pinky of a one-day-old baby. So not very much oil at all, and you'll be chayev for hotza. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Hold on. Shemen kidei lasuch ever katan vekatan ben yomo. It's the amount of oil that it takes to anoint a small limb and a small baby that's one day old. And so that seems to imply a lot more than that, right? My love, does that not mean ever katan de gadol, a small limb of an adult, ever gadol shel katan ben yomo, and a big limb of a one day old baby? Rabbi Yane, which say to you, no, lo, hachikamar, this is what it means to say, shemen kedei lasuch ever katan shel katan ben yomo. That the brisa means that it's enough to anoint a small limb of a one day old kid. Lemekatanai, maybe it's a machokas tanaim. The Brisa says, "Shemen kedei lasuch ever katan vekatan ben yomo." It's enough oil to take out that you're gonna take out enough oil to anoint a small limb and a limb of a baby that's one day older. Shemen ben Elazar, Rabbi Nosson Omer, kedei lasuch ever katan, enough to anoint one small limb. And the Gemara says, "My love, bakamithvi, is this not the machlokas? The Shemen ben Elazar sabar ever katan shel katan." Rashi ben Elazar means to say a small limb of a young of a baby. And Rabbi Nosson Savar ever katan de gadol o ever gadol de katan. And Rabbi Nosson says either enough oil to anoint a small limb of an adult or a big limb of a katan. Aval ever katan shel katan ben yomo lo. But he would disagree that enough that the amount of oil it takes to anoint a small limb of a small baby, that would not be enough to be mechayev you for hotzah. So the Gemara says, "Lo, that's not necessarily the machlokas. To kuli ama ever katan de katan ben yomo lo." Actually, everyone in this brisa disagrees with Rabbi Yanai and holds that enough oil to anoint a small limb on a tiny baby is not enough to be mechayev you for hotzah. V'lei says Rabbi Yanai, and they disagree, as I just said, with Rabbi Yanai. V'hachakam miflagi, this is the machlokes, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Savar, Eiver katan de gadol, ve'eiver gadol de katan ben yomo, ki hadadin yinyo. What Rabbi Shimon Elazar is saying is that the small limb of an adult and the big limb of a baby is the same shear. And that's why he said his shita as is, as he did. V'Rabbi Nosson Savar, Rabbi Nosson says, no, Eiver katan de gadol, a small limb of an adult, which is enough to make you chayav for hotzah, but ever gadol de katan ben yomo, but a big limb of a small baby is not enough. Meaning he holds that that's not the same shear, and then that's actually less, and that will not be mechayav you for hotzah. So the question is, my havi Allah, what did they say about this brisa? What's the correct interpretation of what Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Nosson are saying? So Toshma, I'll bring a proof to Tanya with a different brisa that said, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Omer, Shemen, how much oil do you need to be chayev for hotzah? Kedei lasuch ever katan shel katan ben yomo, enough to anoint a small limb of a small baby. So actually, we see that Rabbi Shimon Elazar does agree with Rabbi Yanai, and our original understanding of that brisa is correct, and Rabbi Yanai agrees with Rabbi Shimon Elazar that that's the minimum shear to be chayav for hotzah if you take out oil. Okay. Mayim kedei lashuf behem es akilor. We said the shear for water is enough to mix a small eye ointment type of medicine. Right, so that would be less than a revius. So Rabbi says, Michti, let's see. Hold on a second. Kol milsa de shchicha velo shchicha, right? Anything that is common and not common. Azul Rabbanan basar de shchicha lekulo. The Rabbanan took the more common use and they went lekula, meaning like this. A lot of the items in the Mishnah have a lot of different uses. Right? Water, for example, you can do many things with. You can drink it. You can mix it with eye ointment. You can mix it, as we're going to see later, with clay or pitch, you know, or you know, whatever, I guess, Play-Doh, whatever it is you need to kind of to loosen up and like turn into you can do a lot of things with water. So what's considered useful? For do you hold of drinking? Do you hold of mixing? Do you hold of here like mixing it together with a paste to make an eye ointment? What's the proper situation? So Abaye says that whenever you have an item that has two uses, yeah, kol milsa the shchicha velo shchicha. One of the uses is shchicha, is common, velo shchicha, and the other use is not common. So what did the Rabban do? What was the minimum shear? They took the kula, the bigger shear, the more makil shear of the common activity. Okay, and we're going to see an example of that in a second, and it'll become clear. Shchicha v'shchicha, but let's say you have an item that has two uses, one is common and the other is just as common. So, azul rabbanan basar the shchicha l'chumma. Then the rabbanan took the more machmir shear, took the smaller shear, and said, you'll be chai for that. Yayin, so for example, so wine, shtiyasu shchicha, refuasu lo shchicha. It's more common to shtiyasu, to drink wine, than to use it for refuah, for some sort of healing purpose. So also Rabbanan basar shtiyasu, dishchicha, lekula. So the Rabbanan took the shear of drinking, which is revius, lekula. And that's more than you might use wine to mix into some sort of solution for healing. Chalav, same thing. For milk, achilasu shchicha, refuasu lo shchicha. Drinking milk is much more common. Using it for healing is not common. So also Rabbanan basar achilasu lekula. So they took the more makil shear and use it. We said the shear is that which would person which is chasev shchat that which would be chasev enough for a person to drink. Dvash. What about honey? Achilasu shchicha urfuasu shchicha. It was common to use honey for to put on wounds, to put on to use for healing. So it was common to eat it and to use for refuah. So therefore, azol rabbanan basar refuah so lechumra. So the rabbanan took the more machmir shear. We said enough to put on the tip of a wound, which is less than you know, let's say a kazais or a vias or whatever. So elamayim. So now water, right? Which we said it's enough to mix in a paste for an eye ointment. So michti, what's hold on a second? What's going on here? Shtiyaso shchicha refuah so lo shchicha. It's much more common to drink water than it is to use water for refuah. So my time, azul rabbanan basar refuah so lechumra. So why did the rabbanan take the smaller shear for refuah if using it for healing is not so common? So Rabbi said, Biglilo shanu, because we're talking about the Galil. Rashi says in the Galil, that was a very poor section of Eretz Yisrael. So they used to, you know, keep their wine and their milk and their all the other liquids for food because it was very scarce, and they used to only use water for refuah to mix in their ointments and their pastes and whatever it is. So there, refuah with water was shchicha, was common. So therefore, they went accordingly with the more machmir shir. Rava, Amar Rava says, Afil teva b'sham akomos. You could even say everywhere else. And it's Kiddush Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Kol shekaine masu umetalele levar mimaya, de masu velo umetalele. That water was more common with this eye ointment paste. Why? Because other liquids, when they mix with the eye ointment, that would block a person's vision. But when you, for some reason, or I guess not for some reason, but when you used water to mix with the ointments, it was much, as you can imagine, it was much, not clearer, but it was much, I guess, more diluted or more, I forget exactly the word. It wasn't as thick, so it didn't actually obscure the person's eyesight. So therefore, it was much more common, Rava says, everywhere in Eretz Yisrael, not only in the Galil, where they were poor, to use water for this kilur, and therefore the Chazal appropriately took the more machmir shir. Okay, Ushar Mashkin Rivias, all other drinks, liquids, is Rivias, Tanur Rabbanan, Dam the Kalmini Mashkin Rivias, blood and other drinks, all drinks, other liquids, is shir is Rivias, Roshim Ben Elazar Omer, Dam Kedei Lichol Ba'ayin Ech Achas. The shear for dam is enough to color, not really color, you'll see in a second, and not color, but for refuah, with one eye. Shekin kochlin lebrakis. They used to use blood, a certain type of blood, you'll see in a second, to heal some sort of injury that was on the outside of the eye. Rashi says, shaboletes ba'ayin. So he used to put some sort of blood on the outside of the eye to heal it. Dumai nihu, what kind of blood is that? Dama de tanagolis bara. The blood of a wild chicken. Rashi says that it was a... Where is that, Rashi? Right, maize is done. Not that's the next one, but okay, a tarangolas chala, some sort of wild chicken. Yeah. Okay, fine. Fine. Sorry, just kind of perusing the Rashi's there. I thought Rashi defined it differently, but I guess that's the next one. Okay, anyway. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says back in the Gemara, Dam kedei lichol bo ein achas, right, and blood enough to, again, anoint or kind of put over one eye. Shekin kochlin li yarod. Yarod was a cataract with an injury inside the eye. They used to put certain blood in the eye to kind of try and heal that. And my nihu dama de krushtina. Krushtina, Rashi says, is atalef, which is a bat. You use the blood of a bat to heal stuff. Okay, if you say manech, and a way to remember that for which animal they use for which injury, go la goy and bra la bra. This is a little bit difficult according to what Rashi says. I guess you know we'll explain what it means. It means outside for outside and inside for inside. Meaning that for an inner eye injury, they used to use a bat, which was apparently found. And Rashi says matzui b'toch hayishuv, found inside of the settlements, meaning inside the cities. As opposed to this wild chicken, which apparently was found, wasn't actually a chicken. It was some sort of wild bird that was found outside of the settlements of the inhabitant of habitation. All right, I don't know how many bats are found inside of cities, but it could be back then. You know, the bats were more numerous, and they ended up hanging out in the cities more. So Gemara says, "Bemezmar Amurim." When we have all these shiurim, what is he talking about? That all these shiurim that if you take them out into Rishus Rabim, you're a chayiv. That's bemotzi. That's only if you take it out. Aval bematznia. But if you put them away to store them, kol shehu, even a tiny bit, anything, even like, as we've been saying, a granule of salt, that's going to be chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, b'medvar amurim, all of these smaller shiurim that the Mishnah is listing, that's b'matzniya. That for someone who stores these items, there's a minimum shiur to store and take out. But someone who takes out these items, tam, who didn't actually store it in their house, to be machshavit, so everything actually, according to Rabbi Shimon, is with the revias. Umodim chacham and the Rabbi Shimon, and the chacham agree to Rabbi Shimon, that b'motzi shofchin, if someone takes out this bad smelling water, the shisarabim, the shisarabim shirim, revias, the shir is a revias. We'll see exactly what the point is. Why would a person take out bad smelling water? What purpose does it have? Can't drink it, can't bathe in it, etc., etc. Let's analyze what the brisa we just quoted. B'met varim amurim b'motzi, matznia kol shuvim. Right? We said that the shiurim, according to the Tanakhama, the shiurim are for someone who hides it, but for someone who takes it out. But for a matzniya, is even a kol shehu is chayiv. So Gemara says, "Atu matzniya lav motzihu." What are you telling me? If someone who stores this item is not going to take it out, meaning you're not chayiv if you store it. You're chayiv if you store it and take it out. So Abai explains, "Hachum ma'yaskinan amar Abai, hachum ma'yaskinan betalmen she'amar lo rabo." They're talking about a Talmud, a student. Rashi says here, it's not a student of a Talmud Chacham, but it could go in Shulei Dinagri, maybe a smith's apprentice. That is, Amar lo Rabbo, his master said to him, Pnei li makom lesuda. So go make me a meal. Go set me up a place to eat. So halak l'pona lo davar chashuv. So if he goes and takes out something that's chashuv, davar chashuv l'kol, so that's chayev, that's chashuv for everybody, send chayev iluya. Then he's ilave. He's chayev for that item. But davar she'enu chashuv l'kol, but something that's not chayev for not chashuv for everybody. I atzne rabbe, if his master hid it away, meaning if it was useful for his master, so then mechayev ilave. V'ilo lo mechayev. And if he did not hidden it away, then he would not be chayev, because again, the hiding, the storing of this item makes it chashuv, even if it's less than a shir. Amar Marmar said again in the Brisa, Motu Chacham the Rabbi Shimon, B'motzi Mayim Shofchin the Rishus Zeradim, Sheshirim Berevias. So the Gemara says, Shofchin the Maychazer. What's the point of this gross, dirty water? What's the use for it? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Legalol Behenes Atit. Sometimes they would use it to mix clay, to kind of make sure that the clay is thick enough and turn it into something usable. V'atayin Din Wadan Rabbisa, Tit Kidei Lasus Ben Pikor. One second, hold on. I thought the Brisa said if you take out clay, right, a mutzi tit, right, so you need enough to make a pikor, to put on the outside. Kor was a utensil that the smiths used to use when they made metal. to hold like hot metal. And they used to kind of, they would kind of, if you can imagine that they put the flames in there, and they would fan the hot metal, and that was in the utensil. I think I have the process right. Basically, enough clay to put around the rim or the lip of that utensil, so there'd be a snug fit when you put the fan or the whatever it is, on the mouth, right? Like we have on our kalim, like if you need to have like a snug fit on whatever utensil you have like a rubber thing around the mouth of it. It's the same thing. Some sort of clay kind of lip to whatever utensil it was. So you need to take out enough clay to make that thing that around the mouth of it. So why would you need a revius? You don't need a lot of water to make that small amount of clay to put around the lip of that kli. So Gemara says, Lokasha ha de migbal ha de lo migbal. But the second brisa, the brisa we just quoted, when it says you're chayav for taking out this small amount of clay, that's only if it was already needed, K-N-E-A-D. But the first brisa is if it wasn't needed yet, so then you need much more water, right? If it's already needed, so you just need a little bit of water to soften it up. But the first brisa was when it wasn't needed yet, and then you need a lot more water than you need a revius. Because a person is not going to just need a tiny bit of clay to make a pikor to put clay around the mouth of this utensil, because that's a very, very small amount of clay. Eventually, you're going to need, right? If you're going to need K-N-E-A-D clay, it's going to be a larger amount, but therefore you need a kazayas of a revius of water. Okay, new Mishnah, same topic. Hamotzi chavel, someone takes out rope, kidei lasos ozen lakupa, enough to make a handle for a basket. Gummy, which is some sort of grass, kidei lasos tlaila nafe lakava, to make again a handle for a sieve. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kidei lito mimenu midas minal lakotan. You're chayv to take out enough to make some sort of measuring stick for a shoe of a katan, of a child. Niyar, how much paper or parchment? Kedei lichtov alav kesher mochzen, enough to write a tax receipt. Hamotzi kesher mochzen chayev, and if you take out a tax receipt on Shabbos, so you are chayev. Niyar machuk, if you take out paper that was erased, Rashi says ino roy lichtov, you're not able. Apparently, back in the day, you couldn't just erase with a pencil. There was no law. If you wrote on it once, you erased it. It was no longer useful for writing, so you needed to be bigger. Rashi says. Enough to cover a small flask of this good smelling oil that we had a couple of prakam ago. Or what about animal skins? Kidei lasos kamea, to make an amulet. Klaf, parchment. Kidei lechtov alav parsha katana shabbatfilin, she shma Yisrael. Enough to write shma Yisrael. Dio, ink. Kidei lechtov beiz osios, enough to write two letters. Kachol, which was eyeshadow or eye kind of makeup for girls. Kedei lachol ayin achas, enough to put on one eye. Devek, glue. Kedei litain barosh hashavshaf, enough to put on the top of a board. Zephes for gafris, pitch. Kedei lasos nekev shav. Kedei lasos nekev, to make a hole. To cover a hole. Rashi says, interesting Rashi over here. What's nekev katan? That's the next one. Shava, wax, kedeliton al pi neck of katan, enough to put on top of a small hole, Rashi says, klisha nosnin bo kesef chai, right, a utensil that used to put live metal, live silver, or liquid silver. Right, what's a utensil that you need to put liquid silver in? So mercury, that's a thermometer. So fascinating, they would use, I think this is referring to a thermometer, I assume it's referring to a thermometer. So you put wax at the end of it to make sure that the what's called stayed inside of it. Okay. Charsis, Rashi says, is Lavena Katusha, which is ground up brick, so brick dust or whatever. Kedei lashos is pikor shel tofen zav. Again, they used to mix that and make it again, put it around the mouth of this kur utensil of tofen zav, of goldsmiths. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei lashos pitput, enough to make a pitput. Is the place they would put the kur shel tofei zahav on, meaning it's like a stand for this kli, for this kur. Sobin, also kli liten al pi kur shel tofrei zav. Also, they used to make, again, if you didn't have clay, or you didn't have, I guess, this ground-up brick, you would make the make it out of... Sobin was the... Yeah, before was the psoles of the wheat, right, the kind of the stuff that falls off of the wheat. Sid, what about... Sid is lime. So kedei lasod ketana shevabanos, to put on a little girl, meaning it was used for, again, for healing purposes. I take it back. Rashi says lasir zaseyar, to take out, to remove hair. If he had hair, some hair that was, I guess, in some places they didn't want. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda omer kedei lasos kilkel, to put on their temples. Rabbi Chemi omer kedei lasudan ondapi, enough to put on their foreheads. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, Chevel nami chayv lis lasos toila napi lekavra. It says, one second, we said that the shear for a chevel was enough to make out a handle for a basket, but it's also enough, you could also make a handle for a sieve out of rope. So that would be a smaller shear. So why did the Mishnah require the larger shear? So the Gemara says, came into charik b'mana lo avdi inchi, because they don't use rope to make the handle for a sieve, because apparently Rashi says it would damage the wood. Pogim esayitz. Okay, not sure, but that would apparently damage the wood, and nobody used rope for a sieve's handle. Tana rabbanan with a braisa, hotzin, which is palm tree leaves. Shalove deko, and if you can imagine, lulavim. So kedei lasos ozen lasal kafifas mitzris. And now, if you take it out, you're chayev, if you make a handle for this basket made out of kafifas mitzri, which I'm not sure what it is. But, and I'm not sure. Mitzuri deko, also maybe perhaps made out of the palm tree stuff. Siv, if you take out, Rashi says, shegodol saviva deko, something that grows around the palm tree. Okay, I'm not sure what that is. So acherim omrim kidei litoin al pi mashpech katan, enough to put on the mouth of a small funnel. L'sanin es hayayin, to strain out wine, right? If you want to take out sediment or whatever, to strain out the wine. Ravav, which is like some oil, some schmaltz, kidei lasuch tachas ispagin ketana, enough to put on the bottom of a piece of dough that you're going to put into an oven. The kamishura, how much is that? Ketzela, enough to, you know, like they were even, right, small little cookie even, right, a sella is a coin, but enough to put on the bottom of a sella or a small cookie. Vaitani kikugeres, we learned in the Rebreisa that the shear is like a dried fig. So Gemara says, you're right, idi v'idi chashirahu, that's actually the same shear. Mochin, what about cotton or other soft stuff? Kedei lasos kodur ketana, enough to make a small ball. V'kamashiro, how big is that small ball have to be? Has to be ke'egos, like a nut, like a walnut. Nayer niyar, which is paper. Kedei lechtov alav kesher mochsin, enough to write a tax receipt. So Gemara says, tana udan den abaisak, kama kesher mochsin. How big is that? Right. How big were the average receipts? So Gemara says, Shte osios. It was two letters. Now, that... Hold on one second. Right. Rashi says, just to clarify, we're going to see big. They're big letters, small letters. Shte osios didan to zutrin. Two of our letters, which are smaller. Sorry, one second. About to sneeze. Oy. Okay, that's the third. I thought the third one. Okay, one second. Hold on. If you take out blank paper, there's enough to write two letters, you're chayev, and if not, you're a potter. Apparently, what's the question here? That seems to say the exact same thing. So one second, Amar of Sheshes, my Shteyosios shall keser mochsim. It's two letters of a tax receipt. I think the tax receipt letters were bigger. So the Bryce seems to imply that the letters were regular letters, and Rav Sheshes says, no, the tax receipt letters or bigger. So therefore, it's really talking about two bigger, right? So it's a small piece of paper, but because Rava says, Rava Amar Shteos Yostidon, that actually means two, right? So it must be that's what the pshat is. It must be that the text letters were bigger, and the our regular letters are smaller. So therefore, the proper amount is the enough parchment to write two big text letter receipts. So Rava says, no, Shtei Osios Didan Ubeis Achiza, that actually you need enough space to write two of our letters, which is smaller, and Beis Achiza, but a place where you can hold it, where you won't rub out the ink. And that's a tax receipt. I mean, I guess it was a stub, right? You had a place to hold it, and then you had a little bit higher was a place for the receipt itself. Gemara says, "Meisvei, hold on 1 second. Motzi ni'er machok. If you take out a raised paper, ushtar parua, or a shtar that was paid, im yesh beloven. Wait, again, neither of them can be used to be read to be written on. Im yesh beloven shelo kedei lichtov shteos. If there's enough in the loven, in the white space, i.e., in the sides, what's that word?" What's that? It's called a margin. Thank you. If there's enough room in the margin to write two letters, or if it's enough, if you could use the cloth to cover the flask of this nice smelling oil, chayev vimlav butter. But if not, he's butter. So Gemara says bishlam of sheishes. This makes sense to Rav Sheishes. Damar mai shteosio shel kesher mokson. That makes sense of according to Rav Sheishes, who says the two letters that we're talking about are tax letters, tax receipt letters, which are bigger, and therefore shofir. Hello, Rav, that works out. According to Rav, who says that you need two letters and a place to hold the paper, tainu kesher mochsim, which is a tax receipt. Hacha beis achiza lo tzarech. Right, the Brisa didn't mention anything about a place where you need where a place to hold the receipt. So Rav Shita, that you need two letters plus a place to hold it, this price, I didn't mention anything. So how could he say that? So the Gemara says, you're right. Kasha, that is actually a problem with Rava's Shita. Okay, a little further. Tana, let's get to the two dots. Tana, Rabbanu, Vlad, Rabbisa, Hamotzi, Kesher, Moksin, if you take out a tax receipt, Achelo, Hero, Lamoches, Chayev. If you have not yet shown it to the tax collector, you are Chayev. Mishero, Lamoches, but if you showed it already to him, Potter. You are potter because you have no longer, the item has no more use, and therefore it's not a chashuv of a piece of paper. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af misha'aru l'moches chayev, no, after you showed it to the tax guy, you are still chayev because mipnei she'tzarech lo, you still need it. And we'll see exactly what you need it for. Ma'i b'nai, what's the nafkamina? So Amar Rabbi, Abai says, Iki b'nai rehiti muhsa. If you have muhsa, the tax collector's messengers, right, that do you want to show it to them? Do you still need to show it to them? Rabbi Yehuda says you still need to show it to the tax receipt, the tax guy's servants. Maybe they'll come around again. And the Tanakama holds not. Rav Amar, Moches Godol Moches Kotan Ike Ben Ayu. The difference is between the boss tax collector and his workers. Right, even if you showed it to the boss, you may end up having to show it to the other delegate tax collectors. Rav Ashi Omer Chad Moches Igu Ben Ayu. The issue is that when there's one tax guy, but you want to show it to a different tax guy, somewhere else. So you could say, see, look, I'm someone who has paid his taxes. Meaning, obviously, that meaning according to Rav Ashi, so the person's not going to need the tax to prove that he paid the tax that he paid. But he may want to show it to someone else, according to Rav Yehuda, to show that, look, I actually pay my taxes. I'm not, you don't have to, you know, beat on me for not paying taxes to the king. Even if he's not at the same place, right? You know, the guy who he paid the tax to is not going to be a jerk to demand that he pay again, but you know, it's still, according to you, it's still useful at another destination to show, listen, I'm a guy who pays taxes, leave me alone, don't bother me. Okay, fine. Either way, we'll go, yeah, okay, we'll hold it here, and Mitzvah, we'll go weiter in Ehel Geshas tomorrow, have a Shavuot Tov, as we get ready for Kabbalah Satara. It's very exciting to go weiter in Ehel Geshas with you, as we get ready for Zman Matan Torah Seinu.